And then you got the situation going on at Georgia.
Oy, oy, oy.
Here's the deal. Let's put this on the table right now. We are not calling for anybody's job. Not yet. But we have to address that Georgia continues to get young men arrested for whatever reason, and we're going to explain this latest one. And, Mike, this is what people around the country see and want to talk about. They don't want to talk about Carson Beck. They don't want to talk about ETN. They don't want to talk about beating Auburn. They want to say, oh, what's going on down there at Georgia? Because when it's any other school, that's what we do. We go, oh, what's going on at Auburn? What's going on at Kentucky? Here's the deal. Kobe Young, one of the wide receivers, starting wide receivers at Georgia, arrested early morning Tuesday on a misdemeanor charge of battery and assault of an unborn child. Now, when you read that, you go, what in the world? But Mike, allegedly, again, this is all alleged. We do not have, you know, the full details. This is what's being reported. But he did not put his hands on her or on her belly or any of that. He did put his hands on her. But this is according to Athens Clark County jail records. So here's where I'm at on this, Mike. Kirby Smart, now, you said this months ago, and we kind of just went, okay, he's got to start letting guys go continuously.
Right. Now, Ra-Ra Thomas had his day in court, and eventually, you know, Kirby said he had to be away from the program, and he's gone. And in this case, as if you're new to the show, we still believe in that, you know, it's what makes this country great. Innocent until proven guilty. But all indications are pointing in a direction that this guy's going to get kicked off the football team. If Kirby doesn't, I think Kirby doesn't like to be cornered by people. He doesn't want to be pushed by the media or whoever. Who's going to run his program, how he runs his program. It won't, like, for instance, the ETN suspension, which wasn't a suspension. ETN didn't play against Clemson, and then Kirby didn't really address it. But at this point, I mean, you just got to start say you're out. You know, and, you know, the optics on this are terrible. You know, if you got to, like, if he's crazy or she's crazy, they're both crazy, either way, get away from her. We've talked about this. You got your entire life and your career, if you want to get to the NFL, at risk, if you're involved in a toxic relationship, whatever the case is, whether you're right or she's right or who's wrong, whatever. But either way, Kirby, just suspend him. Let it play out like you always let it play out. But at some point, to Carl's point, to start the program, you start to look like every football factory that everybody points fingers at, going all the way back to like Barry Switzer in Oklahoma, to Miami in the old days. It's just programs that look like they're running amok. And there is no moral compass and there is no way up other than just win football games. So at some point, you got to start making some tough decisions. It's not that tough decision. You're gone. Transfer from Miami. Adios.
I think for those of you who believe that Kirby has done everything that he can do, I would simply ask you this. He is head of the program. He is the face of Georgia. I didn't say football program. I said Georgia. There are more people around the country who know Kirby Smart's face than they know the governor. Sorry, governor. It's just what it is. And so, Mike, when you're the face, and this is your house, and this is going on in your house, it seems like you've lost control of what's going on in your house. When it happens over and over and over. Growing up, there was a family that had four boys that lived two doors down from us, two houses down from us. And these boys, the Gonzalez boys, were always in trouble. Always in trouble, doing right. Something. The younger kid, the older, the middle kid, they were always into something. And it was always a question of, do those parents ever control their sons? And it got to a point, Mike, two of them got put in jail. One of them, God bless his soul, he's gone. They were always in the stuff. And you just wondered at what point the parents were going to intervene. And if you're going to tell me, well, sometimes, Dukes, you can't intervene. Sometimes kids are going to be knuckleheads, and that's fine. To Mike's point then, get them out of here. But this cannot continue to happen as Georgia is chasing an unprecedented third national championship. They're not out of it. They're in the mix of it. And I just feel like Kirby has to stand up, Mike, and have some accountability here. And this is what I mean. For all the things that you're saying about him not being pushed and not wanting people to really know what's going on, I think it's time. I think it's time for him to say, hey, dog fans, here's what we do in these situations, and this is what we try to get accomplished. So everybody's on the same page. Right now, you got a lot of fans, Mike, wondering what the hell goes on. Are these guys running bleachers? Are they just sitting out? Okay, so he misses a game. What's the process? And I think it's a very gray process right now when we talk about Georgia and these incidents.
Well, Jerry Moorhead, you know, the UGA president, when are we going to hear from him about these things? You know, I mean, it is getting now to a point where it's, you know, I don't want to use a phrase like epidemic, but it's however you want to qualify. They got a lot of stuff going on off the field that ain't good. You know, we talked and we've said, look, you know, kids with cars, it is what it is, but you'd think that somebody out there might realize that maybe, just maybe, you can't be doing the things after you lost two young people to driving like idiots. So it's just, it's one of these things where nobody's really, I don't know, Carl, learning their lesson at Athens. Can we just call it what it is?
Yeah, but why? Well, because it's, is it not being reinforced?
I don't know. I mean, I always felt that, you know, Saban, you know, kind of handled things his own way. And because, you know, he worked, let's be honest, and was treated with kid gloves in Tuscaloosa by a media which is never going to challenge him. And anytime, you know, the AJC writes anything which is in some way, you know, inflammatory or, you know, if you feel like it's an investigative piece, it's immediately called the hatchet job. Now, some of it, I got to be honest, after the action, I thought some of the journalism was not above board. They sent a guy who doesn't cover sports to cover a football team. So some people feel that, well, AJC's got an agenda. Well, there's stuff going on, and somebody's got to be covering it and addressing it. You know, at what point does somebody who cuts a big check at Athens say, Kirby, we got to start making, you know, some harder decisions, and some of these guys aren't right for the program. They're not right to represent the University of Georgia.
404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Let us know what you think on the text line. Find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes in this radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Of course, follow the radio station at 929 The Game and stay up on everything that's going on in the world of sports. We're starting here because, again, this is one of the latest things. Georgia is in the midst of SEC play. That continues this weekend. I mean, Mike, the timing is never good, but we just said this with Randy Mack. The more distractions you have, the harder it becomes throughout the course of the season to get to where you want to come. Go. And Mike, sometimes you can overcome this stuff. Maybe this is not a big deal, and ultimately this case is dismissed or whatever happens. But we're still talking about it, and people are still going to be talking about it, and people are still wondering what's going on. So I don't think it just disappears, just like these other things that have happened.
Well, I mean, with the transfer portal, you know, you're getting a kid that – do you have the same familiarity you did when you were recruiting him from the time he was a junior in high school?
Good point.
You know, you're getting a guy who's gone to another school, was recruited by Miami. He's from upstate New York, went to the U, and you've got him because he's got a skill set. Are you getting, you know, under the fingernails of this kid? Probably not. Probably not to the level you know – look – you do the best you can. It's not the white shadow where you got to watch eight guys. You know, you got over, you know, 85 people you got to watch in the program. But I do think that maybe the due diligence when it comes to some of these transfers isn't there.
Yeah. And for Kirby, again, when you are the face, this falls on you. Whether you like it or not, nobody debates he's a great coach. Nobody debates what his record and his resume says. Nobody debates he's not a family man. We can talk about all that stuff. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the fact that his kids continue to make the same mistakes over and over, and this is a very short time. We're not talking about 20 years ago when this happened. Mike, we're talking about over the last 4 or 5 years where you've had a range and an array of issues within the program where guys are getting speeding tickets, arrested, reckless driving. You know the story. And so that is why I'm adamant about this today with Kobe Young. Don't know what's going to happen with him. All I know is it's got to stop.
Yeah, and I know there's some fans, it's funny, because you know how it goes today. You got some folks out there like, blah, 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 blah. I don't care. You
just know, win?
Figure out a way to win the SEC, and when you rematch with Alabama, they don't give a crap about any of this. You know, and again, like, the bar has been lowered. As we know, guys, there were years and years of the – you know, when I say – for guys who don't follow my – a football factory, a win-at-all-cost. The academics don't friggin' matter. It is what it is. And nowadays, guys, the lines are so friggin' blurred with the transfer portal and NIL. These guys are all semi-professionals. So you're kind of getting – you know, when you get into this transfer portal window, you know, and you work with, for lack of a better word, mercenaries – you know, do you have a guy who's buying into your ethos, who buys into your culture?